I'm an addict and my name is Nandis.
Amen.
First, I need to thank God for allowing me to make this meeting. I am so nervous, and every time another person walks in that door, I'm like, they don't have to come in here. It's like so many other meetings you can make. But y'all kept coming, so I guess that's what keep coming back. Okay. That's what that means? Okay. I first need to thank God. I'm like so nervous, I'm ready to cry. I don't even know why. I just feel like I want to cry. And my topic is growing up in NA. So I got to tell you a little bit about me, right? I come from a family of seven brothers and sisters, third from the baby, the shortest one. I'm over the podium. I wanted to make sure I got that out because my sponsors tend to think I can't reach the podium.
I'm on my feet.
So I'm standing at the podium. Thank you for adjusting the mic. I'm 4'10". Don't be jealous. Be jealous. Because my loving husband loves all of this. Don't be jealous. So, I come from a family of seven brothers and sisters. And see, when I was talking to my sponsor about growing up in NA, I had to go back when I was a child. Like, I was spoiled rotten. I got everything I wanted because I was the baby from my mother and my father. So I got anything I wanted. Manipulation was easy to do as a child. All I had to do was act like a brat and I would get what I want. So, telling me no, that wasn't in my vocabulary. No just wasn't the right word to tell me because I had to find a way to manipulate you another way to get what I want. So self-centeredness wasn't hard for me. It was real easy to practice self-centeredness. It was always about me, never about you. Never. So when you became a problem, I had to remove you out of the way, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, maybe spiritually too, but on most days, I still can be that brat. And through the process of Narcotics Anonymous, when I got here, I still had them same mannerisms, being manipulative, you know, controlling, and just being a serious, can I curse?
Yeah.
Bitch. No, I need to say that for Nandis because I am a bitch. I'm just going to keep it honest with you guys. I am a bitch. And usually if you cross me, then I really show you who I am. Like I'm vindictive. I'm nasty. I know how to get what I'm looking for. So I go just for the jugular vein. I go pass go. I go right there because I know just what to say. Because my tongue is a two-edged sword. My mother told me a long time ago, she said, your mouth gonna get your ass in trouble. And it still does. Because sometimes I've learned how to curb it through growing up. It's because I really gotta take deep breaths before I say stuff because I'm blunt and I'm honest. So Narcotics Anonymous taught me how to be honest. And sometimes people can't handle what I say because I'm cutthroat. Don't ask me. If you don't want the answer, please don't walk up to me after the meeting and say, can I ask you a question? Because you might not like what I say. I do it with my sponsees. I don't mean it in a bad way. I love them. But when they ask me stuff, they already know how it's coming. Because that's how it was given to me. See, if you would have sugarcoated that stuff or start talking to me sideways, I wouldn't believe you. See, you can't just tell me anything. I need evidence. I need you to show me what you're talking about. You can't just walk up and say this. If it ain't real, I don't believe you. I need concrete evidence to know this is really happening. So when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I was 29, scared to death. I didn't like y'all. Y'all was smelling good, looking good. And I thought, in this nut factory, that every man wanted me and every woman wanted my husband. Wow. That's what my mind said. So when I kept coming and learning how to grow up in this process, I learned that that just was not the case. I found out that I'm not as bad as I thought I was. And through growing up, there's growing pains. You know, stuff just ain't gonna go the way Nandis wanted to go. And when he was asking me what my name was, my first thought was, okay, here we go. Because people don't know nothing about my name. They're going to keep asking me what it is, how you say it. It's Nondas, N-O-N-D-A-S. I think my mother was high. No, I really think she was high. Because all my other brothers and sisters got combinations. What happened when she saw me? I don't... Okay, so Nondas means unique. So I said, oh, that means I'm special. She said, no. Nondas means unique, not you. You're not unique. So when I got here, can you imagine how confused I was? Like, what do you mean? I am unique in my own way. She said, no. Nondas means unique. So I struggle with it. I still do. People want to ask me what it means, where it come from. I would love to have one of your names because whether you realize it or not, my first drug of choice was fantasy. I always wanted to be something else than who I was, right? I could be Sandra, Beatrice, Michelle, Karen, Susan, maybe George, but it wasn't Nondas. It just was not. Maybe Ed, yeah. That too. I didn't just not want to be Nondas. I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. Can you imagine what that feels like? And walking around thinking you're something that you're not. I always wanted to be something that I wasn't. I didn't like my height. I always told myself I was just, wait a minute, 6'8", yep, 38. That's not the case. As you can see, I didn't make the 5 feet mark. Don't be jealous. I found out through growing up, right, is that I can become a patient, a tolerant, a humiliated person if I don't do what's right, and that I can practice selflessness. Let me tell you a little about this selflessness thing, right? I just told you how self-centered I was. So I decided to do this task. And I told my sponsees about it. My anniversary was February 7th of this year. I celebrated 25 years. Thank you so much. And I really, really wanted to celebrate my 25 years. But because I came from a dark place, like almost 3 years ago, a real dark place, my place was so dark, I was bitter. I was angry. I was hurting, and I got to a point where I didn't want to be bothered with no one. I wanted a divorce. I didn't want to be a mother. I wanted to cancel Narcotics Anonymous because I was so sick of the way I was living. I was sick of the way I was feeling on the inside. So my marriage was in a dark place. Me and my kids was in a dark place. And my sponsor said, get out your own way. And I was like, what? She said, go and the journey continues and we get out your own way. She said, you want some freedom? You want some peace? Get out your own way. So I started the process of getting out my own way. It was not without pain. Because you got to remember, I'm still controlling. I still want things to go my way. So now you want me to get out my way and I can't control nothing? That's a bit much. It's too much. I can't do all that. She said, yes, you can. She said, you just need to practice. So I started practicing this selflessness. You know, doing something for somebody when you really don't want to. You know, giving somebody $5 when you really don't have it, it's your last. You know, being on the phone for an extra hour when you don't feel like it. Those kind of things. I started being a better wife and I started shutting up. I found that I didn't have to respond. Like when he would say shit I didn't like, I really wanted to tell him to shut the hell up. But I was, okay, all right, sure. Okay. And it got on my nerves, and I still had to practice getting out my own way. So, you know, he would get on my nerves some more, and I'd be like, okay, all right. And then I would cry. I would cry because I couldn't react the way I used to react. See, I'm a fighter. I want to punch you in your face and shut you up. So instead of me shutting you up, okay, all right. That's what it means by getting out your own way. Really? I don't like the way this feels. So then I start sharing it with my sponsees, and they was like, what do you mean? I'm like, listen, it gave me some peace, and it also gave me freedom from self. See, if I receive the freedom from self for Nandas, if I don't do that, I'm doing a disservice to me, not to you, but to myself. So I decided to give my husband a 25-year anniversary party. It was a surprise. And the look on his face was priceless. Because when I started the process, my sponsor said, you coming outside yourself to do something for somebody else that you love. Listen to me. I started in October. I started this whole big thing, and it was exciting, and I was looking forward to it, and I was doing it right under his nose. He didn't even know what I was doing. And I'm going, this is part of selflessness? So let me tell you what happened. I gave him this party. Again, the expression on his face was priceless. I knew he was going to cry. I wasn't excited that he cried. I was happy in the fact that I was able to do something for somebody that I love and to watch it all unfold right before my eyes. That was the blessing. God opened that door to allow me to do to this person that I was just ready to divorce not even a few 24 hours ago. So I grew up in the area. Today, I'm a better wife. I'm a better mother. I have a great relationship with 5 children of mine. I have 5 girls. No boys. All of them grown up. Every last one of them. 23 to 36. They all grown. Everybody graduated. I just want them to get out of my house. Only one is left. But all the rest, yeah, they out. They out. So it's just me, my husband, my oldest daughter who's special needs, and my 2 dogs and my cat. That's enough. They're my new kids. The dogs and the cat. Yeah. I know. I love my dogs and my cat. My dog acts just like me. My female dog, she acts just like me. Nasty. She's allowed. Because I let her. I've learned some stuff about Nandas. And what I've learned is that things don't affect me like they used to. I don't react as fast as I used to because I still struggle with anger. Like, don't take me to a place that I don't want to go to. Don't take me to this place because I can be the most nastiest bitch you know. And when I tell people, no, Nandas, you're not like that. You're so nice because you don't know the other side of it. Her name is Susan. I named my person. She told me to. Her name is Susan. Susan don't like no damn body. She always trying to see if I want to do some push-ups so I can fight. Because this is where I come from. I come from a background of fighters, dysfunction, all kinds of shit going on. So if shit is too good, I'm waiting for the explosion. Or I got to throw some kind of monkey wrench in that game. Because something ain't right with too good. Something's not right. But then there's the trials and tribulations that we have where we find ourselves going through something and get to the other side. Well, how about when you get over to the other side and share with the next person who get ready to go through the same thing? So if you're married, right? I've been married 28 years. I'm still with the same man for almost 35 years. Right? Here's the growth. I didn't kill him. That's the growth. Because listen, didn't you hear me tell you how angry I am? Listen, and I don't think there's nobody else in the world who will put up with me than he will. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous because he's here too. Yes. I've also learned some other stuff to work on. And one of those things is, when you don't respond to a situation that you used to respond into, it's all right to allow the person to be dead ass wrong, but you ain't got to tell them they're wrong. It's all right for you to allow a person to be right when the fuck they wrong. You also, right, can allow a person just to be who the hell they are. You ain't got to like them, but you got to accept them for who they are. Because the moment you start to not accept them, who do you hurt but you? I can't. So I find the best way to do that is practice some serious surrender. So I try to practice that on a regular basis. Like no matter what's going on in my life, I'm kind of finding myself, all right, just surrender, just surrender, ain't that deep. Or I find myself practicing patience and tolerance, like allowing a person, listen, this is how I go, this is how this is going to be, now what you going to do about it? You going to do what you always did, because you going to get what you always got, or you going to do something different and really do it differently this time? You know what I mean? And I've learned how to do that through practice. It ain't something I just did overnight. It didn't happen like that for me. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Now I'm not nervous anymore. For all you people that came in this room, this whole room is filled. That's all right. I'm still sexy, and I'm sure. And I know for a fact today, I don't need nobody to tell me they love me, because I love me. For who I am, with all my goodness, I'm a wonderful person. And to know me is to get to know me. And when you get to know me, you're going to find a friend for life. Thanks for letting me share.